It is life's unpredictable events that reveal our character the most. When life pushes us against a wall and threatens to take everything from us, it is our response that tells the truth about our soul. When life is easy, we can talk a big game about our values and virtues. It's in the hardness of life, suffering, trial, and difficulty that lays bare our innermost self, tearing off the masks we wear in easy times to reveal our true face. Mansoor was born in California on April 5, 1981, to a Marine father and a social worker mother. The third of four children, he overcame asthma and coughing fits to become a football player and a superb athlete. After enlisting in the Navy in March of 2001, Mansoor passed SEAL training and became a frogman in September 2004. Less than a third of trainees finished the intense preparation for the elite Special Forces group. Mansoor was deployed to Ramadi, Iraq in the spring of 2006, where he served as both a heavy machine gunner and a communications operator in military operations against insurgents. On September 29, 2006, Petty Officer Second Class Michael A. Mansoor of Navy SEAL Team 3 revealed his character and showed his true face. In Ramadi, Iraq, at the height of violence between United States forces and the insurgency, and less than 1 week when he was slated to go home, a live grenade bounced off Michael's chest. It was thrown by insurgents onto his rooftop sniper position, where he, three other SEALs, and eight Iraqi soldiers were providing overwatch security. He was sitting closest to the staircase, and a quick dive to the side would bring him to safety. Michael Mansoor, however, was not looking out for himself, but for his brothers next to him. In one sudden and terrible moment, without time to deliberate, Michael Mansoor flew out of his chair so hard it crashed against the far side of the rooftop and dove upon the fragment grenade, taking its full force into his body and saving the lives of the men with him. Shrapnel still hit two of his fellow SEALs, but both credit him with saving their lives.
So this was our last operation for the deployment. You know, we were a week out from going home. It was myself and Mikey and two of our other fellow SEALs, and then we also had four Iraqi Jundis that were with us.
We were so close to going home that when we stepped off on that final mission on September 29th, 2006, we were proud of what we had accomplished, and it was a hard-fought battle. But we were seeing progress.
At some point, we don't know exactly, you know, how they got there, or where, you know, how they were able to maneuver and sneak up on us. But a grenade did end up coming over the rooftop, and the being behind Mikey, what I remember hearing was grenade, and the next thing I know was the explosion.
And so he made a very conscious and deliberate, selfless decision, looked my direction, yelled grenade, and jumped down on it.
All I could say is that, you know, I'm alive today because of what Mikey did. By him going down on that grenade, you know, I now have a family, I have three kids, and I owe that all to Mikey.
I would have loved to see Mikey become a father, because I know he would have been a great father and a great husband. He's the SEAL that we all strive to be when we're on active duty going to war.
One said he never took his eye off the grenade. His only movement was down toward it. At the level of split-second decisions, humans prove the saying, no one rises to the occasion, but falls to the level of their training. For these actions, Michael A. Mansoor was posthumously awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor in 2008. We all imagine ourselves as the hero, and with no prior effort, we become as courageous and selfless as the situation demands of us. But that just is not true. We react in the moment with how we've trained. And this is as true in moral virtue as it is in military skills and tactics. The virtues are cultivated through repeated actions. As the Catechism tells us, the moral virtues grow through education, deliberate acts, and perseverance in struggle. Divine grace purifies and elevates them. When you hear the stories of his parents, friends, and teammates, you hear how he deliberately practiced courage and selflessness all of his life. As a kid at Christmas time, he gave away his gifts to the less fortunate kids at his school. When his own parents fell on hard times as a young child, he made everyone gifts and even cut down one of the shrubs outside for their Christmas tree. On May 9th, he pulled a wounded teammate to safety while under fire, with bullets pinging off the ground all around them. That teammate, not a religious man, said that as he was being dragged through the street to safety by Michael, he saw angel wings completely surround them. Moreover, he was actually supposed to have left the battlefield to return home, but had voluntarily switched with a SEAL brother with a newborn baby at home. The kid from California who loved fast cars, his family, and his Catholic faith died as he lived. His courage, the virtue that makes us firm in the face of difficulty and constant in the face of fear, was revealed on that rooftop, but was cultivated throughout his whole life. On the feast of Saint Michael the Archangel, whom he was named after, he received last rites from his unit's chaplain, Major Father Paul Holliday, who heard many of Michael's confessions and celebrated the holy sacrifice of the Mass that Michael attended. Everyone who steps onto the USS Michael Mansour, a next-generation naval guided missile ship, will find the prayer card to Saint Michael the Archangel that Mansour kept in his battle helmet when on mission. Her sailors will see "Defend us in battle" etched into the steel of the ship, as it was etched into his warrior's heart. Michael Mansour, pray for us.